The inquiry and the questioning into the CIA's methods of interrogating terror suspects is, well, for lack of a better term, absolutely nuts. And according to this article on CNSnews.com, one of the techniques that the CIA used, believe it or not, was blowing smoke at terrorists. Abid al-Rahim al-Nashiri, according to, I don't think I pronounced that right, but those of you want to criticize, go ahead. According to the 911 Commission report, was the mastermind of the October 12, 2000 attack on the USS Cole that killed 17 sailors. Nashiri was also the target of according to some in the Obama government, an unauthorized CIA interrogation technique that had not been legally vetted by the Justice Department. This is almost laughable. That is described in a May 7, 2004 report. CIA officers blew smoke in Nashiri's face, according to the report. And get this, they used cigars. Boy, isn't that terrible. Waterboarding is one thing, but have you ever had cigar smoke blown in your face? How terrible that is. I'm not sure if the technique worked or not, but one thing is for sure, that the CIA and their techniques did save lives. And to bring this up forward now and say that some of it was unauthorized is crazy. It'll cost lives. It'll put people in jeopardy. And shame on the Obama administration for even thinking about it. You want to have cigar smoke blown in your face? Go to a poker game or go to a bar somewhere that still allows smoking. I'm not sure how terrible that is. Maybe the person who bombed the USS Cole didn't like it. Let's hope he didn't. And let's hope he doesn't like a whole lot of other things, because what we have seen from him, we don't like. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.